Joined by head coach Jeff Jansen. And coach, we talked about turnovers and rebounding, and Southeast Polk won both of those here this afternoon at Wells Fargo Arena.
Yeah, they really did. And you know, reflecting after you know, our North Polk and Norwalk games heading into break, looking at that game, those games, there'd be opportunities to play solid defense for 20, 25 seconds, and then we'd not be able to finish the deal or give up an O board. And unfortunately, that happened to it too many times today. But at the same time, too, we can't expect to score 30 points and win too many games, if any games. So, again, not pleased with the outcome, but the effort was there tonight. And it wasn't all terrible either. We know, again, we got to keep working on taking care of that basketball and finding ways to put it in the hole.
I think after the first quarter, especially, some of those turnovers were being too aggressive and wanting to make something happen. I think the score had something to do with that, but it showed that they're still fighting, and as a coach, you'd rather have that than a travel or something, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we talked about if we're going to play really both sides of the court, if we're going to be passive, we don't deserve to win. We need to be active. We need to be more aggressive. And, yeah, some of those turnovers, we'd like to see more two-foot passes or two-foot finishes in the lane. And we'd like to see, you know, just to catch a breath too. Some of our girls were going 100 miles an hour. They were pumped up to be in this arena and playing on this court, which I can't fault them for that. But again, the effort was there, and you know, there were some positives out there today for sure.
I know this is kind of the middle of a stretch, and it was kind of a weird spot because of the holiday break. But basically, five ranked teams in a row, and there's still more to come. But at the end of this stretch, and I know you're really at this point only focused on Carlisle come Monday next week, but there's going to have to be a lot of learning and kind of positive moving forward for this team, right?
Absolutely. You know, we're trying to do goal setting in a whole new way, and I think I told you that before, Andrew, where what are we in control of, and what's something measurable that we can try to attain every single day or every single practice, every single game, and let's hold each other accountable to try to reach that. So, excuse me. You know, we're hitting some of those goals for sure. But again, as we talked about after the game, if we're not able to find success in practices, or if we're not holding each other accountable in practices, we can't expect it to just click when it's out on the court. So Coach Hine had a great post-game speech tonight where he talked about how it's not going to be all at once, right? And we are seeing some progress in certain areas, and we know we got to keep getting better. But we got to keep our heads high for sure, and because no one's Carlisle's not going to feel sorry for us on Monday. DCG's not going to feel sorry for us next Friday.
Well, I just I know you talked about getting a chance to play in this building. How big is that? Knowing that you know, this is a fun place to be, and not necessarily where the state tournament is anymore, but this is the building you want to play in.
Yeah, right. You know, I am. You know, I try to tell the girls before the game. I was lucky enough to play here once in college. I coached four games as an assistant coach here in this arena, and everything went so fast, right? And it's a blur, and you barely remember some of the details. And so I try to emphasize to the girls, we got to be where our feet are, be present, enjoy cheering on your teammates, enjoy making those passes and making those shots, and playing defense for each other. And so, again, there were signs where we were having a lot of fun out there for sure. I hope it was a great experience for the fans that came tonight, a pretty decent crowd, all things considering, here at Wells Fargo tonight for us. And we'll take that experience and run with it.
Last question before we let you go, Coach, is I know as a coach, the holidays are such a weird time where you try to balance the importance of spending time with your family, but also preparing for basketball that comes very quickly in the new year. But how'd that process go for you?
You know, we had a good, this is probably the first time ever I think I had practice on the 26th. We had another practice on the 27th, and then a couple solid scrimmages on the 28th. So kind of a really quick turnaround last week. And you know, we had solid days there for sure. Saturday scrimmages, especially the first one, was an eye opener. And we were missing some girls as well for the holidays. So I think a big thing about today, and really honestly with practice tomorrow as well, we have a day of school under our belt. Tomorrow we'll have two. And it feels more like a normal day. Today was a weird day at school. The students said it. Teachers were saying it. There's illnesses at everybody's home, or you know, everybody's family. So another some more liquids in everybody and some nutrition, and we'll be firing, ready to go tomorrow and this weekend heading into Monday.
Thank you very much for joining us, Coach. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Andrew.
We'll have more after this on KNIA.